This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian missiles and artillery have been pounding cities across Ukraine this morning. This afternoon, Ukraine's President Zelensky will be at the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Zelensky will visit the Oval Office in the afternoon.
What the president's looking forward to in this meeting is getting a battlefield perspective directly from Ukraine's commander-in-chief, but also making it clear to President Zelensky that we're going to continue to be with them.
But that also depends on Congress, where House Republican leaders are ignoring the president's calls to send Ukraine $24 billion more in aid. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby's advice to the GOP, when Zelensky visits the Capitol today, talk with him about Vladimir Putin's challenge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Auto workers are still striking Detroit's big three automakers. And now GM says it's shutting a plant in Kansas with 2,000 workers because it doesn't have auto parts to work with. Stellantis expects to lay off 300 workers. Raymond King is a union worker at a GM plant in Missouri, and he's on the picket line.
I'm hoping that we get better health care and pensions for the temps, and they get hired full time. I hope we get pay raises, more profit sharing.
Anyone who wants to buy a house or a car or anything that usually requires a loan will be glad to hear that the Fed is not raising rates, at least not now. It's leaving its main interest rate where it is for the moment. In England, a former soldier who allegedly sneaked out of a London prison by strapping himself under a food delivery truck has pleaded not guilty to escaping custody. This is AP News. There's news about a nasal spray used to treat allergies. The AP said Donahue's got this.
The Food and Drug Administration says it needs more research before deciding to approve a nasal spray to treat dangerous allergies. 4 months ago, an FDA advisory committee recommended approval of a nasal spray device from ARS Pharmaceuticals dubbed Neffy. Now, the agency wants another study on repeat doses of epinephrine, a drug that halts potentially life-threatening reactions, using the device compared with injections. If approved, Neffy would be the first alternative to injections using devices like EpiPen, altering treatment for as many as 45 million Americans. Advocates for people with allergies say they were frustrated by the FDA's request for more research. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Kevin Costner and Christine Baumgartner have reached a settlement in their divorce. They say they've resolved all the issues amicably. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.